This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you're a player, and Lyme and I have to walk a fine line here. Because there has definitely been, we've been connected to the Browns for 12 years. There have been players that I would consider more than just player-media relationship over that time. There's been several that we've got along with over time. There's been a couple we haven't. Mm-hmm. And I'm as easy to read. Lyme is a little bit more guarded than I am. You can always tell when I like a guy because I'm very hesitant to start ripping him. On the air. I'm very hesitant. Mm-hmm. There's just guys that I like, and it's very difficult for me to say certain things about them. Then there's guys where you can tell flat out I don't think very much of them, and they're not very nice. Mm. And it's a league of 53 guys in a locker room plus a practice squad. You're going to have a lot of different people involved. I'm also very defensive of Browns fans. Very defensive of the fan base. Mm-hmm. And I was in the stadium on Sunday, and I, on my children, which Lima rolls his eyes because that's the only way I know how to get people to try to believe me on these things. I'm in the stadium on Sunday, and we're just going, holy bleep, I cannot believe this just happened.
Yeah,
because he puts the ball on the ground for a second, and people thought, like, where I was sitting, there was a turnover. And then I go, no, look at the monitor. And you looked up at the monitor, and we saw what we saw. And I go, that's got to be an Achilles. Oh, my God, he's really hurt himself again. I cannot believe he's hurt himself again.
Yeah.
And then I think the mood of the section changed. Now, there was one guy, and I know it was more than one guy out of 66,000 people, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So let's not – I know this is an emotional time, but let me explain myself here. There was one guy 10 rows ahead of us. He's whooping it up. He's clapping it up. Mm. He's looking up and he's yelling in certain directions at certain people, saying to get his ass out of here, move on. He's thanking God and all this. And there's people telling him to shut his mouth once they saw on the Jumbotrons just how bad this injury was.
Yeah.
When the cart takes him off, I've been in before. I felt it was, for the most part, a normal reaction. So now I find myself going, I know a lot of you guys. I know a lot more Browns fans. Okay? I want to say, and I do believe, 99% of the fans do not feel the way that 1%, who I will not condone. Now, I know how they acted.
Mm-hmm.
99% of Browns fans did not feel the way that these people felt. You get 66,000 people in a stadium, there's going to be a few goofballs. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that there's some Browns fans who feel, wait a minute, I don't condone this, and now I'm being talked down to by these Browns players where I just want to see good football. I want my football team to win.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm being talked down to as a fan when I didn't have anything to do with that. I didn't clap for him to be hurt. I didn't want him to be hurt. I might have thought he was a good quarterback. Might not have wanted him to be here very long. Might be looking forward to the draft already. But I wasn't going to participate in that. I wasn't going to throw dirt on my own name.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a wall here. And so, like, I'll be honest with you. Greg Newsom, he talked tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact, and you know this too, he gets beat over the top on Sunday. You know the first calls I'm going to get on Monday morning. You know that.
Mm.
And that creates that wall between fans and players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the spot that the fans are left in. Because I think that 99% of the fans, I'm sure I'll open up my social media and there's going to be people telling me I'm full of bleep. That's fine. I know what I saw. I know what I was in the stadium for. I don't want to use the term overreaction because I'm sure you guys, in an emotional moment, turned around and saw a couple of idiots, more than a couple of idiots, a gaggle of idiots whooping it up,
mm-hmm.
I'd be mad too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on record for that.
Mm-hmm.
But as things are right now, I don't want to turn this players versus fans because ain't no one going to win. Because, Ronnie, I can't lie to you, man. Like, it ain't started off well, and I hope it goes better, but I don't see when it is going to go much better. And, boy, I need to have a good relationship, and that didn't go very well after that game on Sunday. I mean, to the point, and we will specify in this studio, not a single one person in this studio thought this. I mean, you got people in the media who are wondering whether or not you guys got together and decided you guys were going to talk about this, and that somehow that would be a distraction from the play.
Mm. No. Those were just real reactions from players. And I think in the moment when it all occurred, it was a shock to a lot of players on the sideline. Because, you know, to your point, yeah, we know that everybody didn't participate. Like, I know my family didn't participate, right? Like, I know you didn't participate.
Hell no.
But from the sounds of it, it seemed like it was a majority of whoever was present for that game. And we're not speaking about all Brown fans, because you saw LeBron James, who we know is Cleveland Browns, you know, dog pound fan, give a reaction himself over Twitter. Right? So what I'm saying is, the people who are doing right, continue to do right. Continue to speak out, to call out those individuals that, yeah, like, are spoiling it, are the people that we're challenging, that we're talking about. We're not, all we can do is, right now, all we can do is group everyone together. We don't have the ability to point out seat number 4, section 132. We don't have that ability. We're just saying, from our observation as a player, what we heard on Sunday, we can't stand for. And honestly, we expect more of from our fans. That, man, we show up, we try to show up as our best self every single time we put on the jersey and helmet. For not only us as a team, but for this city.
But what,
like, we want to win just as much as the fans, because again, this is what we love to do. Like, I don't prepare as hard as I do. I don't work as hard as I do to get a loss on a Sunday. I don't do it. I don't want it. It's not a good feeling. And so we're all on the same page. But where we have to stick together, because I do. There is beauty when players and fans are all, man, it's meshing. It's just love.
Mm-hmm.
There's beauty in that. And I want to keep it there. But we got to address, we have to make sure that we address what also happened.
But you know that there is a lot of baggage that we carry as fans. Like, I'll tell you, 2 years ago, I brought this situation up a couple hours ago. I mean, we had a defensive end, cause a row in a locker room after a loss. They left him on the roster for 2 more months. And then afterwards, he decided to sing like a bird until he got cut from the football team, and then go around and blaming the people who let the story out, even though he wanted the story out. We have a situation here where over this time, we had a quarterback go out and try to tackle somebody, ruin his shoulder, and change the course of history for our favorite football team for a long time. And so there's a lot of people who've been through, and these are two examples. I mean, I can go down. The Johnny stuff would take you till week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10 on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that plays into this with a lot of fans. And there's so many people who are from all over the place. Those, man, I'm not rooting for this guy to get hurt. I ain't rooting for him to get hurt. But it feels like, wait a minute, you're coming after me. It's a very personal thing. Because, Rodney, no offense to you, I know it's your last year in the NFL. I'd love you to stay here, but you have the opportunity to go back to Philly or wherever you live. Okay, me, Kenny Carmen, I ain't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if my name was Bob Long and I lived in Streetsboro, Ohio, and I was a big Browns fan, Bob ain't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's been here for 40 years, and he'll be here another 40, God willing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, for a fan, who are they to tell me how to react, even though I wouldn't react like that? How am I to be admonished for behavior I wouldn't condone and I wouldn't do, and here I am watching this product, which isn't very good, and I have to deal with this? That's tough. It's like, what can we do together to get back on the same page? Is it just time?
It's just time. And it's only, everything is action-based. And right now, what we all have to live with, the identity of the Cleveland Browns right now as a team, is that, yeah, we're 1-6. We just lost our starting quarterback. You know, their season isn't going anywhere, right? Like, what? Let's plan for that. That is our identity right now that we're trying to change. Mm-hmm. And the identity of the Cleveland fans right now, Cleveland Browns fans, is that they booed their starting quarterback, Deshaun Watson, when he laid down on the ground injured. And that's what as the fans have to get off their radar, right? Like, you now have to stand up and say what you're doing. That is not the right representation of us, right? And as a team, we're trying to, look, we got to fix things because we don't like that narrative either that exists.
Okay. Because, I said it myself, Rodney McLeod in studio here. Like, there were, like, our buddy Danny Parkins over at FS1. He's like, well, you know, what he's been accused of, we can't sit there and turn him. And I go, whoa, hold on. I don't think two wrongs make a right.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I don't know what he did, and I can't accuse what he did or didn't do.
Right.
And I haven't, and I won't. And there's definitely a comfort and a discomfort to it, but I don't think that that's necessarily, excuse me, there's no necessarily about, that's not the right way to react. But for 99% of fans, they just don't want to feel that way. They don't want to feel like all of a sudden they're the bad person here, or mm-hmm. they are a bad person. Not that there's the bad person in this, but there's a bad person in this. They don't want to feel that way. And it bothers them. It bothers me as a fan. It's going, here is just another wedge between these stories that we hear where it's like, all right, Doug Deacon lives in the same neighborhood as all these guys who are Browns fans who go to the game, and now there's just this other wedge. Maybe it is just money. Maybe it is just resources. Maybe it is just the life.
Rodney, these fans, they don't see athletes. I think this is fair to say. They just don't see athletes as normal human beings. And you are asking for the fans to see you as a normal human being. And you're in here with us as a normal human being. And during the breaks, we talk about father stuff. We talk about just general getting through the day, getting through the work week stuff.
Yeah.
Those fans that were booing or cheering or whatever they were doing for Deshaun Watson, they think he represents all that they don't believe in. They didn't want him to begin with. I'm sure those fans, they never wanted to trade Baker Mayfield to begin with. And so I wonder if this isn't between fans and players in 2024, especially with players making more money and more money and more money now than ever before, if the players are just not ever going to be relatable on that level, and therefore they're never going to see you the way you want them to, and maybe you're never going to see them the way that they would want to be seen.
And Rodney, they also have the guard up. Because we are in a city where every time something bad happens, it's a threat. These players are going to leave you. No one's going to want to sign here. Everybody, you guys are mean, and no one likes you, and no one's ever going to want to be here. And the greatest player who ever played the game of basketball even left you once, and then he left you again. And it was only based on his own humanity that he came back to you. That's a lot to take in for a fan base. So their guard is already up. So they do. They pick and choose. They love Miles. They love Nick. You heard the reaction. They love Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
They will go out in the road for Nick Chubb right now.
And there'd be no cheering a Nick Chubb injury.
But it is a very select group because of the history, because of the market that we're in. It's a very select group that they open up for. And that's what makes it difficult. Because, Ronnie, we've been through this before. Bottles and Tim Couch and all the other stuff. Hate to say it, buddy, it ain't our first rodeo when it comes to this. Go ahead.
I just feel, you know, personally, there shouldn't be any sort of rhyme or reason for you to, again, still react in that way. And I get it. Oftentimes, yeah, the players and fans rarely get a chance to interact. Like, we know, we understand that. That's a part of all sports. But like you just said, and like I'm trying to point out, that we're all very, like, relatable individuals. Like, you see it. You see glimpses of it. Like, and so for me, like I said, the things that everybody else deals with, yes, we deal with the same things. Like, it doesn't, because we play a professional sport, because we make a lot of money, does not make us exempt from anything that happens to us. And that's all I'm trying to paint. That is the purpose of what I'm trying to illustrate here today, and to make people realize and recognize there are always choices that are made by every single organization that we don't have control over. Neither a fan, neither me as a player. I control what I can control. And what people can control is their reaction, right? Let's respond rather than react. Let's think about what I'm doing, what type of emotion is that going to create now for that human being. And that's all I'm asking, just for grace, you know, like, and that's not too much to ask. That's not too much to ask in my opinion. And like I said, I am a person that, again, I love fans. I love what they bring to the game. What most represent with this Cleveland Browns and what I have witnessed since I've gotten here last year. But I know what took place on Sunday. That's not the representation that we want to exist. I don't want that. I don't want that for anybody. But what we got to do is we got to stand up for what is right. And you got to speak out on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.